This is the Monday, January 31st edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action, and the Super Bowl matchup is set. We'll get into all that straight ahead and get you in and out in less than 10 minutes.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined this Monday with Anita Marks. How are you, Anita?
I'm great. Maybe I can't say I'm as good as the Cincinnati Bengals or the Rams.
Right. Charmed life they've lived with impressive comebacks. We'll get to the Super Bowl. Obviously, that's 2 weeks away and the lines are out. The props will be out soon. But I want to skip to the association because there's money-making opportunities today. Mm-hmm. And I actually... I'm rarely awake early, and I got Memphis plus the points. I like the matchup. They've handled all the good teams pretty well. So I grabbed some plus money and plus points, but they are now favored in Philly because no Joel Embiid. But the Grizzlies are only -3.5 with no Embiid. Now, it's on the road. It's in the city of brotherly love. I still like Memphis -3.5. How are you seeing this game?
Yeah, I'm with you, and God bless you. What, did you get the Grizzlies +4? That was the line this morning.
I got 3. I did not get the 4.
Oh man, I should have jumped all over it. But what a huge change now in regard to the Grizzlies being favored, and rightfully so, right? Like Embiid possibly winning the MVP this year. He's just been a man on a mission. But I'm on the Grizzlies here, and I'll lay the points. I'll lay the 3, 3.5. I'd even lay it all up the 4, to be quite honest. Memphis, as we know, they've been so great this season. And what stands out to me, Doug, and I was on them even with Embiid being active, because they rise up to the occasion against elite teams. They play their best basketball against elite teams. They're 17-7 against the spread on the road. They're 10-5 against the spread this season with the rest advantage. And I'm not knocking Philly. I'm not knocking Embiid. But when you look at their strength of schedule, it hasn't been that outstanding, but it will be the remainder of the season. So, and I was really excited to see Embiid go up against Steven Adams and Jaren Jackson. But obviously that matchup isn't going to happen. So I'm going to play the Grizzlies. I'm going to lay the points. Also now I'm going to look at Jaren Jackson. He's averaging anywhere between 3 to 4 combined blocks and steals a game without Embiid in the paint. I just think he's going to be dominant on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm going to be looking at those prop bets as well.
Yeah, no, that certainly makes sense. I like Memphis. You mentioned all the stuff, and the depth of them is so important. I elsewhere, look, obviously the Warriors did not cover, but they had the big win over the Nets after a back and forth game for the most part. There's some interesting, like Portland a little bit -3.5 at Oak City. Any other games stand out to you?
Yeah, so let me just promote Tyler Fulgham and I. We're going to be hosting. I know that we have no Daily Wager show tonight because we're doing a special on the alleged retirement of Tom Brady. So no Daily Wager show, but Tyler and I are going to be doing a bet. And so I've been spending a large part of my morning preparing for that show. And there's a lot on the slate that I like, Doug. You mentioned the Warriors. Golden State, they just haven't been as dominant, obviously, with no Draymond Green. He's out. He's still going to be out. I think this is a team that the All-Star break can't get here fast enough because, as we know, Steph Curry just hasn't been the vintage Steph Curry as well. They've only, covered in 2 of their last 6 games. In Houston, last time they played them, and it was out in the West Coast, they played them close. Now they're home. I think Wood against Golden State with no Draymond Green as well as Tate in the paint. They're going to crash the glass. And I know Houston is the worst defense in the NBA, but they've got a lot of scoring power. So, and the over has hit 14-8 at home. So I'm going to play the Rockets. Give me the points. I like them right now. I see them at plus 11. Hopefully that's still the line that you have up. And I'm going to play the over at 23.5. Also, I'm going to play the over in points and rebounds for Wood at 31.5.
Okay. All right. So you like some props there. You like the home dog getting double digits there. Interesting. The Clippers are on this marathon road trip. Got a nice win in Charlotte yesterday. Really wire to wire. So impressive win. So here they are, I think, wrapping up like an 8-game road trip, I want to say, in Indiana. They're short dogs there. But the only play I like is Memphis minus the points. Let's talk Super Bowl. Obviously, Cincinnati came back from 21-3, winning overtime. Just remarkable game, remarkable comeback. Mahomes, just nothing really much in the second half. And then obviously the Rams come back from 10 points down the fourth quarter. So the LA Rams are 3.5 or 4-point favorites at home at SoFi. No early opinion for me. I think I'd grab the points if I had to, but it'll be really interesting since he's been kind of not dominated, but just has not really looked sharp in all these matchups in the playoffs, but they find a way to win. And so I kind of want over a field goal if I had to do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Doug, you know, McPherson, their rookie field goal kicker, has been one of the biggest storylines this season in the NFL. In special teams, a lot of times I think we underestimate just how special teams is in an NFL game, let alone in the postseason when you've got the best taking on the best. So I'm already on this line. I've already put money down. I've got the Bengals +4. I wouldn't be surprised if that line drops to 3.5. So I want to get it at 4 because you know me, Doug, the 2-team 6-point teasers. So I'm also playing the Bengals +10. I've teased the over down to 43. So I got the Bengals +10, the over at 43. This is a Bengals team. Listen, I've learned my lesson, right? Like, okay, I bet against them against Tennessee. I lost. I bet against them against Kansas City. I lost. So there is something special about this team, right? Like Joe Burrow has been magnificent, number one in yards per attempt and also number one in completion percentage in the postseason. The biggest concern here, Doug, at the end of the day is how bad Cincinnati's offensive line has been, but they only gave up one sack to Kansas City. Chris Jones was one of our favorite bets, right? Yesterday, like Chris Jones logging in one sack. He didn't get to Joe Burrow. I think the off time, the 2 weeks time period, is going to help this offensive line kind of get healthy, get their stuff together, because that's going to be the biggest matchup difference here. And that is the Rams, their defensive line, Aaron Donald, their pressure, all that. Can Cincinnati's line meet the test, meet the matchup against the Rams front seven and Joe Burrow? He's just been brilliant in regard to like getting the ball out quickly. He's got a lot of weapons around him. So, I think they're a team of destiny, right? Like they've been saying all season long, like there's something special here. There's something special with this team. There's something special in our locker room. And I'm not going to deny it now for the third straight week and lose. So, you know, are the Rams the better team? Yes. But does the better team always win in the postseason? No. We've seen that the last 2 weeks, I think. With Cincinnati losing to Tennessee, I thought Tennessee was the better team. Losing to Kansas City, I thought Kansas City was the better team. So I'm jumping on the points right now. I'm getting Cincinnati +4, and I'm playing that teaser.
Okay. All right. That's all you. I'm not yet firm on that, but I like your firm opinion early on. We're going to have props. Some will be out soon. I bet you the MVP odds will be out a little bit, but then props will be posted later this week and into next week as we get ready for the Super Bowl. Obviously, such a huge betting event in the world talks about sports betting these 2 weeks and really the prop betting once those are posted. So Anita, good stuff as always. Best of luck on Bet. No daily wagers you mentioned today. We'll be back at it tomorrow, 6 Eastern on ESPN2.